This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Alka Patel. Last name P for Paul, A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Europe, L for Larry. First name Alka, A for Apple, L for Larry, K for Kite, A for Apple. Date September 27, 2023, period new paragraph. She is a 62-year-old female patient who comes with a history of progressive shortness of breath over last 3 months period. She has noticed that now even climbing one flight of stairs at home causes shortness of breath period. She thinks she can walk about half to 1 mile, but she has to walk slowly and stop in between period. This shortness of breath has been progressing. So recently, when she was on a tour of Turkey, T for Tom in capital letters, U, R, K for Kite, E for Europe, Y, she could not do certain activity requiring climbing stairs or going uphill, period. New paragraph. She gives history of dizziness, which at times she notices while she's up and around and walking, period. Sometimes she may have a dizziness even while sitting and not doing any particular activity, period. In month of May 2023, she had done some mild degree of hiking in the national park, and she had to stop, and subsequently she could go further, but with the help of other tourists, period. When she came home, she noticed that her heart had been beating at 180 beats per minute while she was doing hiking. And at that time, she did not think that it is something significant, period. She had an EKG done about 1 year ago at PCP's office, P for Peter, C for Charlie, P for Peter in capital letter. And she was told that it did not show any significant abnormality, period. The new paragraph. In last few months, and maybe in the last 6 to 12 months, she has noticed some left precordial sharp pain lasting for a minute, 1 to 2 minutes, and followed by spontaneous relief period. Symptom may not radiate to the left shoulder every time, but sometime she has also noticed discomfort in the left arm, period. No accompanying features. She has also noticed some right upper precordial chest pain and right arm pain, but different from her chest pain. For example, she started having right arm pain last evening. It is mild and it has persisted even today so far, period. The above mentioned symptom of dizziness would last for few seconds only, period. New paragraph. She had a COVID-19 infection, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 1919. In April of 2022, period. At that time, for 2-3 days, she had a very high fever and a body ache, but no coughing, period. She also had another COVID-19 infection, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, in August of 2023 period. She had a fever for 2 days. It was not very high, and she had mild symptoms of body aches, period. New paragraph. Past history. No history of hypertension, period. History of low blood pressure, period. History of hypercholesterolemia for 3 years, and she's on rosuvastatin 10 milligram once a day for last 3 years, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history. Father died in his late 30s due to myocardial infarction, period. Mother died at the age of 77 due to old age, and she had a hypertension, period. No other family member had a heart problem. And new paragraph. Social history. She does not smoke, period. She does not take coffee, period. She does take alcohol socially, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses, which are 2/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 130/76 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space, within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. There is a ejection systolic leak in the left lower parasternal area with ejection systolic murmur 1/2/6. And it does not change in the left lateral position, period. No S4, period. And no other heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. Abdominal aorta pulsations are palpable in the epigastric region, but she's slim and abdomen is quite soft, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. Personal history. C is 5'3" tall, and her weight is 135 pound, period. Patient says that in 2020 and 2021, during pandemic years, pandemic, P for Peter, A for Apple, N for Nancy, D for David, E for Europe, M for Mary, I for India, C for Charlie. She gained weight to about 165 pounds. And then in 2022, she lost weight and her weight came down to 125. And then in 2023, she has gradually gained about 10 pounds to 135 pounds now. And she's been stable at this weight level period. She used to be very active, plus going to gym regularly, but with this shortness of breath, she has been forced to decrease her activity period. new paragraph. The EKG shows mild ST depression in lead 2-3 AVF with T inversion in lead 3 and AVF, which may suggest inferior wall ischemia. There is also mild non-specific T-wave inversion in V3 and non-specific T-wave changes in V5 and V6 period. Also, she has a short PR interval of 0.12 second period. No other significant abnormality noted. Period, new paragraph. Analysis, the patient in last 3 months has progressive shortness of breath, which has interfered with her daily activity, and she has been forced to decrease her activity. Plus, in view of her history of hypercholesterolemia, with the very strong family history of father dying in his late 30s due to myocardial infarction, and above EKG changes of inferior wall ischemia, the plan is to do IV Lexi scan, cardiolite scan on September 28, 2023 period. She was advised to do coronary calcium score, and in view of shortness of breath, to evaluate for possibility of any cardiomyopathy and LV systolic dysfunction, plan is to do echo, which also may help in evaluation and of mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation period. In view of short PR interval, the possibility of paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia in May of 2023 while hiking is possible period. She also gives history of being hypothyroid, HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, HY, RO, I for India, D for David, period. She is on thyroid replacement medication, period. The plan is to do CBC, Chem-12 and lipid panel plus free T4, free F for Frank, R, E for Europe, T4, and TSH, period. New paragraph. The face-to-face more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, evaluation of every symptom and the reasoning behind various workup, plus pros and cons of workup, and explanation of EKG finding in detail, period. She understood well and she had no further question, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, progressive shortness of breath with significant decrease in functional capacity, period. Next line, number two, chest pain. Next line, number three, dizziness happening not related to change of position. Period. Next line, number four, hypercholesterolemia. Period. Number five, possible paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia during hiking when her Apple Watch noted heart rate 180 beats per minute. Next line, number six, COVID-19 infection April 22nd and August 2023. Number eight, possible cardiomyopathy, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.